Okay, let's review again. On Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara starts Omar Rava, that 13 lines from the top. Linya git neina kenda, what? Even though whenever there's an oinus, the Baal is not chaybim, zenis ishtei cholahu asher chol sehi. One should assume whenever it's higiyaz man, but the chosin is not able to do nisun because of an oinus, he's not mechayv to support her yet. But then you get neina kenda. Then, if a man gives a get ala tanai, the kimata takes place by oinus, so then ain't tainus oinus begitten. Almakas alvarabba ain't oinus begitten. The Gemara explains, man, there is a tainus oinus, it's a takana with the rabbanon based on apkinu. Fine. That's going to be the Gemara's hemshech. So the Gemara wants to know, does Rabba have any support from any earlier source? Rabba made up a new din with the rabbanon. Does he have a Mishnah? The Gemara says, Menolei the Ravaho, how does he come off to say make such a statement? It's not if it's based on the following Mishnah. Harei zegitachim leibasi mikan mishnei masa chodesh umeis b'toch shleim masa chodesh. He says if I don't show up, he's always leaving on business trips, and the wife is unhappy. She has no husband. She has no companionship. So he said if I don't come back within a year, harei zegitach. Then he dies. Comes the end of the year, and he didn't come back. He didn't come back because he's dead. The only reason why I say get apparently is because I ain't get lachamisa. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that there's a machloikas in Rishonim. There's a very strange, very peladik ashit mukubetzis, beginning of paraget poshut, the end of Bava Basra, where he writes that ain't shtar lachamisa is only midirabbana. The din minatar is only ain't get lachamisa. But by shtar shtar is minatar yesh shtar lachamisa. The pashtus is not like that. Pashta says, ain't get lachamisa, the same as saying, ain't kinya lachamisa, ain't shtar lachamisa, you can't make any kinya lachamisa. Let's say I give you kesef to be kinya your karka, and then you die before it comes this month. So the kinya can't be chal, if the fellow's not alive. There's no kinya lachamisa. It's not only a din and a get. It's a strange sheet of mukubetzis. So the Gemara says, it would appear from the Mishnah, mesu din a get, why? Because ain't get lachamisa. Hochala, where is it? But he's not able to come back, only machmasainas. So the Gemara says, who says that the reason for the Mishnah is ain't get lach? Dilma liolam ein malach, cholanami ain't a get. He grew for kamashmalan, then get lach mis. Maybe I need the Mishnah to tell me that then. Maybe there are two good reasons for the Mishnah. Ain't get lach misa, that's one reason. And also because the kima tonight was behind us. Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, to tell me ain't get lach misa, then often the resh, atonale resh. There's a difference between im and almanas. The Gemara says, "Koloimer almanas kamer me'achshad dami." So if a man says to his wife, "If I don't come back within a year, hareze gitach me'achshav," so then it's not a get lachamisa. If he doesn't come back within a year, the get is going to be hal me'achshav. Be loy milsim afre get is chal now. But he says, "Hareze gitach immati." Im is lachalamet, and almanas koloim almanas kamer me'achshad dami. So the Gemara says, "Atana le'resh, areiz a gitach immati means if and when I die, areiz a gitach. Areiz a gitach mechoy lizeh when I die from the sickness. Areiz a gitach lachamisa lo yamaklum. All three are the same thing." Tosis says, "It's all boiled down to the same thing. There's no get lachamisa." So the Gemara says, "I don't need the sefer to tell me ain't get lachamisa. That I know already. The resh already tells me ain't get lachamisa. Must be the sefer tells me that." Must be that the Sefer is telling me only Mesu Dena get a Chola, Areza get, that the Kiyamatanai Be'oinus is a Kiyamatanai. Gemara says, no, Dilmala Pukim with the Rabbi saying, maybe I need the Sefer to repeat the Dina, Ben get Lachamisa, to tell me that we don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Seinu. Who in the world is Rabbi Seinu? The Tanya, Rabbi Seinu, Hitirulina, who is Rabbi Seinu? Yamina, we have a tradition, man, Rabbi Seinu, who is that? Who is that? That's the Meiri always writes that. Gedolei HaMechabrim, Gedolei HaMagim, Gedolei HaRabbanim. Who is Rabbi Sein? A melitza for someone. Who are you referring to? Am Rabbi Yudah HaMashmol, Bedina Dushar Mishra. That, they're pointing a finger. That Dosh Katzim, that Bezin, was Mata the Shemin. The Gemara says, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says, it gives you a list of things. Eile Dvarim Shalov Dekohavim Asurim Yisurim Misa Hando. You're not allowed to buy these things. It's awesome. No, it's tikrubis avodizar. Eilu dvarim shel nochem aser misur misur achila. It's a nevela. You buy nevela from a guy. It's also achila, but it's not also no. Eilu dvarim shel nochem that are mutab achila. Certain things you're allowed to buy, and then with the bechilas. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim, the following things you're not allowed to buy from a goy, shemen akum, to buy oil from a goy, even though it's palm oil. What can we dreif about palm oil? So shemen akum, olive oil, whatever, shemen akum is also because they cook it in treifikim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Seinu, our beidina d'shor mishra, that bezn who was mata the shemen akum. We pask in halacha, shemen akum is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because usually, stam kelim shel nochem eina b'nei yom. It's not a restaurant where they cook on the same frying pan for 25 customers on the same day. So everything is ben yomo. In a restaurant, you can't say stam kelim eina b'nei yom. But if it's a private home or it's a factory, so usually ruba de ruba will be stam kelim of the goy will be eina b'nei yom. If the treifa kli is eina b'nei yom, so the treifa blia means they cooked chazer in a pot. Over 24 hours ago, now it's Eina Ben Yom, 24 hours went by since they have cooked the chazal last, and now they're going to cook the shemen in the pot. So the shemen per se is kosher, palm oil is kosher shemen, but it's going to have a blia from the trefa chazal that they cooked in the pot. So the Mishnah holds that nois and tam levgam is asa, that blia that's going to go from the doif nehakli into the shemen is asa, so the Mishnah says shemen akum is the dvarm shal nochrim, that are also bachila mutabano, and beidina d'shorim mishcha. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that's the one that we know. That's Rebbe. He was a holy. They were all holy tanoim. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shmuel, and he had a grandson who's known as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, also Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he's the beidina d'shorim mishcha. He was the one we accept his psak. He paskins that the shemen akum is mutab because stam kelim einim b'nei yoman. And a trefa blia that comes from a cliche in a miyam is considered nice and tam levgam. It doesn't mean that the shemen is going to taste awful. The shemen that you buy from the goy is going to taste delicious. But it would have tasted better if it wouldn't have had the blia of the in a miyam. So it's poigim b'miktsas. Poigim b'miktsas. So that's the halacha, nice and tam levgam. So we happen to paskin like that. Then the Gemara says, He wanted to be mater. He was mater another thing, I forgot, and then he wanted to be mater a third thing. So they warned him, he better not be mater a third thing, because then they're going to call you the mekel. Beidina Sharia. That's like a dirty word, a dirty name. Beidina Sharia. He'll be known as a mekel if he'll be mater three things that were mekubal for dirty deris that it's us. So he was only mater two out of the three things, and the third one he was not mater. So the Gemara says, this is one of the coolest that he has, that we don't follow him. Rabbi Sedehiti Ruali Nase means if a man gives his wife a get, he says, I raise a gitach lacha misa, so ain't get lacha misa, so it's no good. So he comes up with a chiddush. What if he writes today's date on the get? And then he says, I raise a gitach im mati mecholize. So what did he write the date for? If he means the get should be chal if and when, im mati. Im means lacha lamed. If and when I die, the get should be chal. So what was the significance of writing the date? So the Gemara says, this Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he's the Beidina Dushar Mishcha, the Bezin who was Mata the Shemen, that was accepted, that Psak was accepted. And the other Psak was also accepted, I forgot already, about El Kamtsan Dochan, about a certain kind of a locust, I think, that is kosher. Then he wanted to be Mata. A third thing, they told me, better not, I'll be known as Beidina Sharia. So he was Mekel on this as well. If the man would have said, if I die from this sickness, you can't say, if and when I die, the get should be chal. That's Engen Lachami says, if I die from this sickness, I raise a gitach me'achshav, then it would be good. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, and this Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Sava like Rabbi Yossi, also like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Zbana shel shtar machiyoch halov, even though he didn't write in the shtar, I raise a gitach me'achshav im mati, he didn't put the word me'achshav, but the fact that he wrote this man in the get, he wrote this month, today's date. What is the relevance of writing today's date? If he says, I raise a gitach hamati, if and when I die. So obviously, im over there doesn't mean if and when. Over there, im means, alatanai, if I die from this sickness, the get should be chal mayachshav. That's the meaning of writing the date. Where was the original statement of Rabbi Yossi? The original statement of Rabbi Yossi was in a different case. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he's the Beidin and the Shor Mishcha, he borrowed Rabbi Yossi's opinion and he applied it to this case as well. What was the original case? So Rashi, the original is Toilek Nechosav Alpiv. It's after the narrow lines in the Rashi, the first, after the narrow column, so the first wide line in the Rashi towards the bottom says, Barbasa Kuf Lamedvov, Disnan, Akasim Nechosav Lebno. let's say the man has a few sons. He has three sons. And one son is a multimillionaire. He doesn't need the father's Yerusha. The father's not going to say anything. Let's say I have six daughters and three sons. So if I die, so all the billions that I have stashed away in all of my savings accounts are going to be divided among my three sons. Each son is going to get one third. So one of my sons is a very wealthy man. He doesn't need any Yerusha. I want to cut him out from the Yerusha. So I leave an instruction, B'ni zeh lo yirush. He shouldn't get any Yerusha. So the Mishnah says you have no right to say that. If you say in a positive way, if you say positively, the wealthy son should only get 5%, and the other two sons should each get whatever. Let's say wealthy son should get 10%, then you're left with 90%. And say the other two poor sons should get 45% each. 45 and 45 is 90, and 10% is 100. Fine. So if I say everything in the positive, then the Mishnah says in Bava Basra that Atar Nasna Rishus Lav Lahan Chalachom Misha Yirtza. The Pasuk is in Chumash. Kisiyena Li Yishtei Noshim. Ha'achas Ahuva Ba'achas Noah. V'yoldo Labonu Ha'ahuva Ba'as Noah. So it says, L'yucha Labaka Ezbenu Ha'vum. And it says, V'hoya B'yom Hanchilo Ezbonav Esa Shayiyo Lo. What do you mean? B'yom Hanchilo Ezbonav. On the day that he's going to give over the Yerusha to his children. What kind of a loshen he's giving? People don't give over Yerusha. Malach HaMavis takes your life and goodbye. You're dead. You drop dead. So the Mele, the Yerusha goes to the Shem. What do you mean? B'yom Hachilo Ezbonav? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broike says in the Mishnah, Baba Basa, Kuflam and Amra, we pass like him. Atar Nostar Shus Lav Lahan Chalachom Mashiach. So the Torah gives the father the right to pick who should get the Yerusha, what percentages. If I don't say anything, my oldest is a daughter. So there's no Pishnayim by me. I don't have any Pchor. So I have three sons. So Al-Pidin, each one of the three sons gets an equal share. But if I say, I want this son to get 10%, that son to get 45%, this son to get 45%. So if I say everything in the positive is good. If I say it in the negative, I don't want the wealthy son to get any Yerusha. And Memele, I'm left with two sons, and Memele, each one gets 50%. So that's not valid. If you say in the positive, then it is valid. Let's say I say on my two sons who are not wealthy, I say, I want this son to get 50%, I want that son to get 50%. 50 and 50 is 100, there's no more left. As long as I didn't say in the negative, beneath their lo yirash, that's acceptable. That's included in the Xeris of Kosovo. Ha'ab yom ha'chil ha'zmanav, ha'tor nostam ha'shus, la'ab la'anchil, l'chom yishayirti. He has a right to make a tzavot. He can't, there's no such thing, make a tzavot. I want my daughters to get an equal share with the sons. You can't make a tzavot like that. The daughters are not aligned to get anything. I want Pliny, my dear friend, my next door neighbor, my chavrusa, whatever, my Rebbe, I want to leave a Yerusha for them. That's not in the parsha of Yerusha. The din of B'yom Hanchilo, Hatot Nostam Shus, Lahav Lahan, Chalachom Mishayirtz, it goes, if the three sons are all aligned to get a Yerusha, but each one is aligned to get 33 and a third percent, he's aligned to get something, so I can say, I want this one to get 50%, and this one to get 50%, I give more. Or I can say, I want him to get 10%, he should get 45, he should get 45. If you say in the positive on someone who's aligned to get something, so then you can alter the percentages as a Yerusha. But you can't say on a basba makam bonim, if there are sons and daughters, the daughter's not aligned to get anything. Can't say, I want the daughters to get an equal share with the sons. In Shulchan Aruch, they recommend something like that. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they used to recommend, if you're not going to leave something for the daughters, they're going to be upset. So in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Baalei HaTorah, they used to leave to the daughters, Chelek Chatzi Zocher. They would leave the daughters, each one of the daughters got to share as if she would be a half a son. In other words, each one of the sons gets a double share and each one of the daughters gets a single share. Let's say I have six daughters and I have three sons. So it's considered as if I have six sons and six daughters. So you divide in 12 portions. But listen, when I die, I'll leave $12 million. So each one of the sons will get $2 million. And each one of the daughters will get $1 million. Okay, $1 million. So that's a chelek chatzi zocher. In recent years, they say the chelek chatzi zocher is not sufficient. The daughters are still going to be upset about that. So they recommend you should give an equal share to the sons and to the daughters. How do you do that? So you can say, I live at Tzavua. I invoke the din of Tzavua. The din of Tzavua is only those who are in line to get, so you can finagle the percentages. Bas, b'mok, and bottom are not in line to get a penny. So you have to make kinyonim. You have to make a hischaibus. I hereby obligate myself to give the daughter an amount of money. I can't create a hischaibus after I die. That's ain't kinyon lahamisa, ain't shtar lahamisa, where there's the rice of the rabbonim. But that's the cloud. Ein shtar lachamis. So you have to create his chayvus mechayim. Create his chayvus mechayim. So what do you mean? So she's going to clean me out. I want to have access to the money now. I don't want my daughters to take all the money now. So you have to make the his chayvus now, but only collectible shachas koyde misasi. If you say it's only collectible lachamisa, so then it's lachamisa nothing. So it's never going to be collectible. You have to say collectible shachas koyde misasi. Even though that's ein brera, you don't know when the guy's going to die. So I didn't know when it's going to be the day before he dies. So that's what the Ramah follows the Ran in the Dorim, the Ran in the beginning of Perek HaShutfim in the Dorim. That even though we paskin ein brera, that's only on the Iker Inyan you say ein brera. But if it's on a detail, like over here, I create this chayvus, I obligate myself to give each one of my six daughters $1 million, then I say collectible the day before I die. So it's a crucial point, when is it collectible? But that's not the Iker Nekuda of the chayvus. The Iker Nekuda of the chayvus is, I obligate myself now to give each one of my six daughters $1 million. When is this chus egvia? When is it collect? Like if I lend you $1 million, I say you have a year and you have to pay it back before the year is up. So this chus egvia begin at the end of the year. So here I created his chayvus yesh meyayin. I created his chayvus. The lawyer gives me a Jewish lawyer gives me a suitor representing my daughters, and I say zach liyad mishlei b'fanav. So he gives me a suit, and I say, by my accepting the suit, I accept it by myself an obligation to give each one of the six daughters $1 million. I want my sons to get also. So I say, this lawyer gives me one handkerchief. He says he's giving to represent all the sons and all the daughters. So I want everyone to get an equal share. So I say, I accept upon myself an obligation to give each one of my children, each one of the nine children, $1 million. So when I die, there's nothing to Yarshin. Because I have to pay up all the chayvus. I don't think I'm going to have $9 million when I die. I'm not going to have so much money to give the Yerusha. So all of the assets, the whole estate that I'm going to leave for my children, will be divided in order to collect up proportionally. Each one is entitled to 1/12. So they're going to collect. No one gets anything but Torah's Yerusha then. No one's going to get a penny but Torah's Yerusha. They're all going to collect but Torah's his chayvus. So that's the question. Is that considered Avuria Chasanto? Is that considered? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to be Mara Nachla from a child, even if one child is a better child than the other one. One is more of a Shema Mitzvah. So the Mishnah recommends you shouldn't be Mara Nachla. Then the Gemara in Bava Basra, Yeshnechu, tells a story about Yosef ben Yezer. Was lived in Zman HaBayis. He was one of the Zugas, and he was a Tana, and his son was not a Tana. His son was a from a Balabas. His son wasn't interested in learning so much. So the father was so upset why the son didn't go into learning. The father could have made him, father could have taught him all the tradition that had. The son didn't want to learn so much. So the father cut him out from his Yerusha. The father gave everything to Hegdash. And all the Tanoim told me you're doing wrong. You're not allowed to be Mabinach. Even if you want to give it to Hegdash. So Gemara says he did wrong. He shouldn't be Abu Reach HaSanti. You're not allowed to be Mabinach. So that's the question over here. If the lawyer gives me a handkerchief, and I, by my accepting the handkerchief, I accept upon myself an obligation to give each one of my nine children $1 million. So when I die, I'm not going to have $9 million. So they take away all the assets. Each one will take 1/9. Is that called violation of Avuria Chasanto? Because no one gets a penny, Beturis Yerusha. They all get their money. Each one gets 1/9, Beturis, his chayvus mamon. What do you say? No. Each one of the sons got 1/9 of my whole Yerusha. So good. What do I care whether he gets Beturis Yerusha, he gets Beturis Piron Achov, his chayv so what? But he does get a significant amount. So that's what some Rabbanim say today. No, you can't do that. If the three sons are getting Beturis Piron Demei Achov, that the father accepts upon himself, that's also Avur Echasanta. I don't know. It's not that convincing an argument. That should be Avur Echasanta. Bottom line, each one of the sons does get. Let's say a person leaves instructions. We spoke the other day. Yankim Avinu, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, he promises, Kol Shetitin Li, Aser Asrenu Loch. He's going to give my Sekhsof. So he says the Loshen twice, Aser Asrenu. The Gemara says, in Subas later on Daf, where is it? Daf Samach, I think. That you, Ha-Mevazvez, Al-Yevazvez, Yosem Echom, you shouldn't give away more than two times my Sekhsof. You shouldn't give more than Chomash. Why? Sheme Yeyoni, Yitztarech Labrias. You're going to give so much money to Tzedakah, so you yourself, what's the whole purpose? To solve the problem of poverty, you yourself may cause yourself to become poor. So you're going to solve the problem of poverty by the others, you're going to make yourself into a poor man. So that's stupid. So the Gemara says that din, Hamavazu is all Yavazu is Yosef Mechaimish, you're not allowed to give away more than 2/10, more than 1/5. That's only when the person is still alive. But when he's about to die, he wants to leave a tzavua, they should leave more than 20% for tzedakah. That is acceptable. So what happened to Avuri Achasanto? I isn't Bemave Nachla. So there's a big machlokes in Achrayim. How do you deal with that? So some Achrayim say you can give up until 50%. You have to give slightly more than 50% to the Yorshim, and then you can give 49% to tzedakah, to Hegdish, whatever. And you have to give 51% or more to the Yorshim B'Toras Yerusha. If you don't give 51% B'Toras Yerusha, you're in violation of Avuri Achasanto. Most of the poskim don't hold like that. That's how the Gesher Achaim holds like that. So when he was about to die, he left over instructions like that. 49% should go to tzedakah, and 51% should go to his family. Then the Tzoyis quotes an opinion from the Goyinim. I think we spoke about it last week, no? Tzoyis quotes an opinion from the Goyinim. As long as you leave $10 for each one of the children, that's okay, based on a Mishnah later, about being indifferent. And most of the poskim don't accept that either. So Rav Moshe writes in his Sefer, the accepted opinion is what the Chasam Sofer wrote, quoted by the Pizchi Tshuva and Chosh HaMishpat, Yenu Chosh HaMishpat and the Hilchus Yerushas, that if you leave a significant amount for each one of the Yorshim, then you're not in violation of Avuri Achasanto. It doesn't have to be 51%. So when Rav Moshe wrote the Tshuvas, at that time, $10,000 was a significant amount of money. And today, maybe $10,000 is not so significant. So let's say I leave $100,000 for each one of the Yorshim. So that's Mestama today, $100,000 would be a significant amount. But I have millions. So the millions I can give away to tzedakah, to strangers, to whatever. As long as I leave a significant amount to each one of the Yorshim, that would be okay. So let's say in such a case, the man dies, and he has 6 daughters and 3 sons. And he made all his kinyan with the lawyer as representing all of the 9 children, Zachon Liyadam Shleib Ivanov. He made a kinyan. He obligates himself to give each one of his 9 children $1 million. He doesn't think he's going to have $9 million when he dies. Not going to be so wealthy. So they're going to pay up the chaybis proportionally. If I don't have 9 million, so each one takes 1/9 and shine. So each one's going to take 1/9. That's going to take care of the whole estate. So everything will be divided equally. So that's a shaila. Is that a violation of Avuri Achasanto? Each one of the children got so significant. Each one got $100,000. So they didn't get Petaris Yerusha. So they got Petaris Chov. So what's so bad about that? You have to be such a stickler. They have to get Davke Petaris Yerusha. Not so convincing. Not so muchach. That's with the Svarm that they put out now. That's the way they write. And you have to give... So getting back again. So Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah talks about this. The father wants to, let's say the father has a few sons, and he favors one son, he wants to leave the whole Yerusha to that son. So if you're like Rabbi Yechem ben Broika, he can just make such a tzavua. I leave a tzavua, I leave everything to this son. That would solve the whole problem. The only thing is that the Gemara in Yesh Nachman raises a possibility. Maybe this din deraisa of Rabbi Yechem ben Broika, which is based on the pasuk, maybe it only applies when he's mamsh holding by dying. Maybe if he makes out a will at the age of 50, the Achronim have a minig, you should write out a will when you reach 50, because when a person reaches the age of 50, he should think about dying. So the simple pshat in the pasuk in Chumash is, when you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, b'zmancha yovel noig, If it's a Zdei Achuza, and you sell it, then it's a Zdei Mikne by the Lakeach, someone that comes Yovel is going to go back to me to become back again a Zdei Achuza. Today, Yovel is not Noig, so you don't get anything back. But Bizmancha Yovel Noig, so Bishnasa Yovel Azos, when it comes Shnasa Yovel, Toshuvu Yishal Achuzos, everybody gets back to Zdei Achuza from the Lakeach, and by the Lakeach it was a Zdei Mikne, and by me it's going to be coming back again a Zdei Achuza. So Achreinim have a Melitza. When a person reaches the age of 50, a person, everyone should think they should consider the fact they're going to return to their maker, and they should make out a will. They shouldn't think that they're going to live forever. A lot of people don't make out a will, and they think they're going to live on and on and on, and they don't live so long, so they die without a will. So there's going to be a whole asik. So that's what Achrenim recommend. You should make out a will at the age of 50. So if you make a will at the age of 50, and you say, when I die, I want this son to get the whole Yerusha. So the Rabbi Yechem Mebroika said such a din. A Torah Nastan Rishus, La'ab Lahan Chalachon Misha Yirtza. But the Gemara is mistopic to say that's how he paskin. It only works on the day that he dies. It's mamish korv lamisa. We have a din derabbanan. That's a takana derabbanan. Because we're afraid if the person is in the throes of death, he's a shchid mirah, he's holding by dying. If he's going to realize that the kinyan, he wants to leave the root to this son and not to that son. He wants the money to go to the neighbor, whatever. So he's going to realize that they didn't have a chance to make a kinyan. He may get aggravated, he may get a heart attack, and that'll cause him to die earlier. So we tell a guy, don't worry, whatever you say is going to take effect. You don't need any ma'ase kinyan. So that's only a din derabbanan. So the Pashto says that the whole concept of Shechid Merah, the whole halacha that Shechid Merah has a different din from anybody else. There's a din Geises. There are dinim deraisa that depend on Geises. Geises means an individual in whom the process of death has already begun. That's the Rambam's definition in Mishnayis Aholos. The Rambam says death is a process. It's not that now he's alive and then a second later he drops dead. Death is a process. It starts with something. That's the question. What's the beginning of the process? What's the end of the process? What's the end of the process? In order to know what the beginning, you got to know what's the end. So if you hold that brain death is death, so what's the beginning? I have no idea. If you hold brain death is not death, so we have what to negotiate about. We can figure out what the end is. We can figure out what the beginning is. So Geises is the beginning of the death process. But Shechid Merah doesn't mean he's holding by the end. Shechid Merah means the guy's sick in bed. He has the flu. We don't think he's going to die. So that's a question. The concept of Shechid Merah plays a role on the level of Daraisa. That we say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichah's din, HaTorah Nosnam Shus La'av Lahan Chalachom Isha Yirtze, only applies if he's a Shechid Merah. The Pashto says that the whole din of Divrei Shechid Merah Kiksuvim V'chim Surin Dami, that din is Vadai Derabban. And the whole concept of Shechid Merah is only with the Rabban. I'll be pious. Why should you say Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichah is only Shechid Merah? No one ever said it's only Geises. That doesn't say. It says it only applies to Shechid Merah. But that's the Gemara had it a suffix and a bayit leif shita. And the Shulchan Aruch they say, Hamotzi Machaver, all of Arai, that all of the Yerushim HaMuchzokim, and the only time it works, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichah's din works, is if the father said, B'yom HaNechila Zbanu, when he's a Shechid Merah. It's a Mechudish Dik restriction. So he just restricted the whole din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichah. Hardly ever applies. Unless the guy's going to make the Chalukas HaYerushim when he's a Shechid Merah, that hardly ever applies. So here it is, that's where Rashi quotes Mishnah Bava Basir Kuf Lamed Vav. Rabbi Yossi says the fellow is healthy and he wants to give the whole Yerusha to one son. It's not right. He's cutting out the other Yerushim. It's Aburiya Chasante. You're not allowed to do that. He doesn't listen, like Yosef Ben Yezid didn't listen. So this character doesn't want to listen either. So he wants to cut out one son. So how do you do that? He's not holding by the end. He's not a Shechid Merah. He's not sick at all. So what can he do? So the Gemara says, all the assets that he has, let him be makna to that son. Yeah, be makna to the son. So the son will tell the father, leave, kick the father out from his own house. Leave, don't sleep on that bed. Bed is mine, the apartment is mine, all the svarma are mine, all the furniture, all the clothes, everything is mine. They tell the father, go walking out naked. All the underwear, everything is mine. Not going to let the father take anything. So how can the father loves one son, father wants to give the whole Yerusha to that son. How can he make a kinyan now that it should? So he should say, I give over a bailus of all of my assets after I die. And king Allah Hamisa, he can't say after I die. What's he going to say? I give her all the assets the day before I die. That's called Ein Brera. If you give her over all the assets the day before I die, you don't know when he's going to die, so you don't know when the day before he dies is. That's a problem of Ein Brera. It can't be chal. Kinyan can't be chal the day before he dies. So how can you make a kinyan? Rabbi Yossi wants to make a kinyan that he wants to give all of the assets to this son as opposed to the other children. He's not allowed to do that. That's a Buriya Chasanta, but he wants to do it. How do you do it? So he says, let him give over guf mehayoyim uperis lahamis. Let him say, I give over all of the assets I have, the karka, the betalkum, the automobile, the books, and the furniture, everything, the clothing, I give everything to this son. But the schus peris I retain for myself means I have the right to use it, calls man that I'm alive. And after I die, I'm not giving him a kinyan lahamisa. He owns the guf mehayim. I retain the right to the kinyan peris. I retain the right to use it. After I die, Mimela, there's no one taking away the kinyan peris. So Mimela, the one who owns the kinyan aguf, the son owned the kinyan aguf, take it from me out. I made a kinyan, or the lawyer gave me a handkerchief, and he was kind of half of that son. So the son was kind of goof mayama per lahamis. So the Mishnah says, has to say that nishtar, has to say, I'm giving all of the assets, I'm giving all of my assets to my favorite son. The father has a favorite son. He writes, guf mayama per lahamis. If he writes that, it's fine. What if he doesn't write, guf mayama per lahamis? He just writes, I give everything to my son, mehayom alachamisa. So the Gemara says, obviously that's what he means. Guf mehayom. How then do you divide? What do you mean mehayom alachamisa? What if he didn't write? He didn't write that. He just wrote today's date. And he writes, I give all of the assets to my son, laachamisa. Lachamisa is then kinya lachamisa. So I should say it's worthless, it's meaningless. So Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, no. Just like if he would have written guf mehayom, a peres lachamisa, that would be understandable. He gave over all the guf to the favorite son today, and he retained the kinyan peres for himself as long as he's alive. After he dies, so there's no one to take away the kinyan peres from his favorite son. So the son, the favorite son who got the kinyan al guf already 20 years ago, now gets memela the kinyan peres. There's no ma'akev al yodai. So not only if he writes guf mehayom, a peres lachamisa, if he would have written mehayom alachamisa, would also be self-understood, that's what he means. So even if he doesn't write Mehayom Alachamisa, he writes today's date, that's what it means, Mehayom. He writes today's date, and he writes, I give all of the assets to my son, La'achamisa. He doesn't mean that. He means Guf Mayom, Per La'achamisa. Otherwise, why did he write today's date? So Rabbi Yossi says that, Zmano Shashtam Achiacholov, Benegeya to Shtori Mamin. So this Rabbi Seinu, who's the Rabbi Seinu again? Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah, Beidina Dushar Mishra, that Bezin who almost became known as the Beidina Sharia, the Mekilim, the Bezin that was Mekel so much. So that Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah was of the opinion, we take Rabbi Yosef Shita by Shtori Mammon, we apply to the get also. The man gives his wife a get and he has today's date on the get. And he writes in the get, this get should take effect im mati. If and when I die. If and when I die, should have been en get lahamisa. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah says, and it's lapukim of the Rabbi Seinu. According to Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah, we would apply Rabbi Yossi's Svari here too. Since he wrote today's date, even though he wrote, Tarizah Gita Chim Mati, im doesn't mean if and when I die. Im means Meyachshov, because that's Manash Shtamachir Cholov, since he wrote the date. So it's obvious that's the equivalent of writing Mehayim. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe the Mishnah has to say twice and get lahamis. First time in the Reish it says and get lahamis, the normal case and get lahamis. Then the Sefer repeats it again and get lahamis la pukim of the Rabbi Seinu. You shouldn't say like apply Rabbi Yosi sheet over here like Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah said. Rabbi Seinu hiti ruoli inase. So memeli you can't say that I already know and get lahamisas. You can't say I don't know all the details from the Reish and the Mishnah. The Reisha tells me the basic din and get lachamisa, and the Sefer in the Mishnah tells him that you don't say like Rabbi Yosi. You don't say Zman Shel Shtar Machia Cholov. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yosi, isn't it when you say that the Zman is Machia, then isn't it also the
Schluss
Peres is also Meachshav? So isn't that not accomplishing the
Schluss Peres for me? I had everything. I had the Guf and the Peres. So you're my favorite son, so I give you everything, I give you the guf hayayim, but kol zman that I'm alive, I retain for myself the bailus and the kinyan peres. After I'll die, there won't be anything to mafkir the peres from you, because I'm not around anymore. So mele, since you have the kinyan of guf, mele, there's no makiv, so mele you have the kinyan peres also.
Right. So isn't that, though, when you say for both of them, that the zman is mafiach, that it's mehayom, isn't that even saying that the son will get the
Meyachshav, no. I want to have the peres. I want to be able to use my clothing. I want to be able to use the house. Otherwise, the son will kick me out.
Wait, so how do you accomplish that with the, if you say, Manoshishtar?
If he would have written in the shtar, I'm giving the favorite son, I'm giving him a guf mayam, a peres lahamisa, then everyone would agree it's good. If he doesn't write guf mayam, it just writes, I give everything to this son, mehayom alahamisa. That's a contradiction. Is it Mayom? Is it Lachamisa? So the Gemara says, yeah, but by Mominus, we know what the answer to the contradiction. It means Guf Mayom, the Peres Lachamisa. He doesn't have to write Guf Mayom. He just writes Mayom Lachamisa is good. So even if he never writes Mayom, he just writes Lachamisa.
Right.
Lachamisa is dachakinya lachamisa. That for sure is no good. Rabbi Yossi says no. Since he wrote today's date, that's equivalent of having written guf mehayoyim uperis lachamisa. So it's also good. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. By the get, we don't paskin like that. You don't say zmano shel shtam achir chalov. The Mishnah is telling me that that's also called the get lachamisa. The Gemara says it's not clear from the Mishnah whether the Mishnah supports Rava or does not support Rava. Can't tell from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rezegitech imati. Harezegitech, what does it say again? Harezegitech im lobosim ikan vachne masel chodesh. So im is not kameyach, so im means if and when. And the Mishnah says, the meis betochne masel chodesh ain't a get. Why? Is it because ain't get lachamisa, but chola when he's still alive? The get would be chal, even though he's mikayim the tenai ba'enis. He's chal, it's not his fault. He calls up his wife, he wants to come back, but he's not well, he's sick in the hospital, he can't come back. Or would you say, no, lav dafke meis, hu adinami chala, there's no kiyimat tenai, because the kiyimat tenai was ba'enis. Whatever the kiyimat tenai is ba'enis, so it's not a valid kiyimat tenai. So the Gemara says, you can't really tell. Minoli the rabbah, you can't really prove it from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Elami Sefer." Let's try to prove on the next line. The Mishnah Gittin. If he says, "Harezikitech may achshav im labasa mikan vad yibetz chodesh meis betoch yibetz chodesh harezikit," because he said may achshav, so there's no problem of ben get lachamisa. Freg the Gemara, zok the Gemara, meis v'hu adin lacholam. It says there's no problem of get lachamisa, and the pashtus is, even though he said harezikitech may achshav im labasi. If I'll be negligent, if I don't come within 12 months. So the kimat tanai is beinus. He didn't come because he died. So the pashtus is meis v'adin l'chola. Even though the kimat tanai was beinus, I say, ain't tainus on his begitten. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe v'dilma meis dafke de l'nichol de tepel kami yovim. Maybe that's what he meant. The Chumash talks about a man divorcing his wife. Kikach ishisha chadosha. How does it say? It was Sneha, and he hates her, and he gives her a get. Sometimes you have a case, and normally a couple doesn't get along, so the husband gives his wife a get. What if he loves his wife, and he gives her a get out of ahava? Let's say the couple have no children, the man had no children from a previous wife, has no children, and he's going to die now, the wife will be skukali of him, and that'll be quite a difficulty. That's going to be a big problem. The of him lives in Russia, wherever he lives in Africa. He lives very far away. So sometimes a husband will give his wife a get me ahava. Is that ma'akev? When it says, Hisneahu isha achram v'kosav Allah sefer increases. The husband gives a get me sinna. Some achranim said, a get is only chal if he doesn't like the wife. If he loves the wife and he wants to do her a favor, and he gives her a get in order that she should be spared the zikali, kukali yavam, or she shouldn't have to sit shiva. If he divorces the wife, she doesn't have to sit shiva. So such a get is not chal. So we don't accept that opinion. It's against all the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos talk about a husband who loves his wife and gives a get me ahava. He gives a get that she shouldn't be skukali of him. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says, meis v'adin l'chol. The Gemara says, not necessarily so. Vilma meis dafke d'lo nichol d'teipu kam yovim. Maybe the only time it's called the kiyumat tanai and the get is chalam afreya mechayim is because he loved her and he wants to pata her from being skukali of him. Maybe that's why meis doesn't pose a problem. It's not that a kiyumat tanai b'ainis is a valid kiyumat tanai. No, if chola kiyumat tanai b'ainis is not a kiyumat tanai. But meis, that's what he wanted. That's what he had in mind. The nichala de la tepul kami of him. He wants to spare her the aggravation of having to go through Chalitza. Sometimes it's quite an aggravation. Sometimes.
It's a case by case? In other words, this is a love book then?
No. You have to judge in each case. Right. Do you think that that's what he meant? That he wants to do his wife a toiva? To spare her the aggravation of Chalitza? Or no? Let's say he already has children. So she's not going to need Chalitza anyway. So he says, he's not going to need Chalitza. So you wouldn't be able to say this far. Right? Only if it appears that that's what he had up his sleeve. If it seems that that's what he had in mind, the nichale de la tepel kama yovam. So then mace is not called a kiman tanai bainus. That's what Yanamai. Gemara says elameho de rayas. Perhaps from the following case, Rava is the one who said the din. Rava lived a few generations after Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel were the first generation of Amoraim. Rava was a Talmud of a Talmud, I think, of Shmuel. So Gemara says the Wamaisa Shahoya, who Domar, what's the story? Who the Omar, a man gave his wife a get, and he said, Eloi asin mikan matlos and yaymen lehevi git. He gives his wife a get, and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be valid. So he's ready to come back towards the end. He went on a business trip, and the wife is complaining, you never home. I want a husband who's home. So he said, I'm going to come back within 30 days. If I don't come back within 30 days, here's the get. Then he wants to come back, day 27, 28. He calls her up on the phone. He said, there's an airline strike. I can't get back. Or over here, the soif, what happened? Also, the soif plus and yomin, he comes towards the end of the 30 days, wants to come back to make sure there's no kiyum matanai. Upaske mavra. And there's a strike over there. The ferries are not running. And he is on the other side of the river. And he screams to his wife, darling, I love you, I want to come back, but I can't get there's no helicopter, and there's no airplane, and there's no camel, there's no way to go across, and there's no ferry, there's no way to get across the stream. So he's screaming, Chazuda soy, Chazuda soy, he's screaming out loud, here I am, I want to come back, and I'm honest, I can't come back. So he did Kiyum HaTanai. He didn't come back within 30 days, but the Kiyum HaTanai was bainus. So do we say the Kiyum HaTanai bainus is a Kiyum HaTanai or not? Omer Shmuel, so Shmuel, get Paskin, Lav Shmei Masya, it's not considered as if he came back. It's not considered as if he came back. Even though the Kiyum HaTanai was bainus, the get is chal. So that's exactly what Rava said. So Rava is not, the Gemara is not suggesting, Minolei l'Rava ho, the Gemara, how did Rava come up? Rava came up with this new din, yesh me'ayin. So first the Gemara thought he had a rai from a Mishnah. Then he said, there's no rai from any Mishnah. Then he said, Rava has the psak of Shmuel. That's what Shmuel, he's just saying over Shmuel's psak. Gemara says, not necessarily. Not necessarily. So the Gemara says, V'dil ma'unsa d'shchiyach shayni, the kevin di boy liasnuye, the fellow knows that every month in Donishtik, every other week, the ferry goes on strike because he wants high wages. I used to live in Philadelphia. So I remember every year, December 25th, there was always a strike. And they used to have a niggin. Noel, yeah. The elevator, they say, Noel, Noel, the motor men say... Noel, what they saying? I forgot already the whole nigga. Yeah. Every year there used to be a strike at the end of the year because they wanted high wages. So that's what the Gemara says. Every month in a Donishtik, he knows that the guy who runs the ferry does a strike. If he knew it, then he doesn't care. And he says, and he knows that may happen. He didn't say. So that doesn't necessarily prove that Shmuel said what Rava wanted him to say. Maybe because Anoinus the Shchiach and he didn't say anything, so that's considered as if that's the Kiyum HaTanai. Gemara says, Ale Rava Svar de Nafshei Kama. He said an original Chiddush. He made up his own Chumrah, Kulam. Made up his own Kulam. Shem Tznuas HaMishom Prutzes. What do you mean, Shem Tznuas HaMishom Prutzes? Mishom Tznuas. The I Amrit Lalevi Get, if you're going to stick to the Din Deraisa, the Din Deraisa is that the Kiyum HaTanai Bainus is not a valid Kiyum HaTanai. See, if you stick to that din deraisa, I amrit loy havi get zimn. And sometimes what will happen will be the top line on gimel. Sometimes what will happen will be the lo onis. The husband will not come back within 30 days. He doesn't care. And there was no onis, and memela the get is chal. And the girl is going to be so frum, she'll be afraid. Maybe there was really an oinus, and maybe the kimat tanai was machmas oinus, and therefore it's not considered kimat tanai. So she'll remain an aguna. The husband ran off with a different girl. The husband went to Mexico, and he knew he gave his wife a get if I don't return 30 days. And he knows after 30 days the get will be chal, goodbye and good luck. Shein, he's going to marry a different girl. He's never going to come back home. He gave his wife a get, she's not an aguna. And she thinks maybe my husband loves me so much, maybe he's stuck over there somewhere. Maybe the Kiyum HaTanai was Machmas Oinus. So that'll be a tragedy. So because there may be some tznuas that will come out of Kilko. So Rav made a takana de rabbanon. Rav made his own takana de rabbanon. Avkinu rabbanon kedush minen. We say that the kimat tanai bainus is a good kimat tanai. And what's mishum prutzos? What's the second mishum prutzos? The yamid la levi gita. If the din will be the kimat tanai bainus is not a valid kimat tanai zimden the onus. Sometimes the husband will not come back within 30 days. Machmas einus. And we'll know that it was an einus. We'll know it's an einus. And the girl won't care. She doesn't care about the din of Lysinov. So she'll say, yeah, there was no einus, and he doesn't care, and they get to Bishal, and she's going to remarry. So, and it's not true. There was an einus. The Kematanai was bainus, and the din derais is, Kematai bainus is not a valid Kematanai. But Ozla Mintzava, the girl will remarry, saying there was no einus. But him to get butla madam mamzer and come out that she's in violation of Lysinov and the children are all going to be mamzer. So that's why Rava made a takana de rabbanon that the ain't tiny sign is begin. Mishum tznuos and mishum prutzos. Then the Gemara had the whole discussion. How does it work? Ain't kerch b'yachom lakdar mekum v'ase. How can they allow an eshes ish to remarry? The chachamim are only authorized to make chumris b'shmartam es mishmarti. But to make a kula lohirasha the migdam milsa on one special occasion, but to make a takana kavua the duris, akira's dovman atar. How can you do that? So the Gemara says we do it all the time in dini mominus. Let's say the bezin minatayra. I'm not entitled to take the money from you. But the rabbanon they made a din. I am entitled to take. So they're allowing me to violate loisigzol. How can the chacham maybe change a din deris in dini mominus? How can they ever change it? Didn't they? Didn't the mom? They're permitting me to violate Lo Sigzel. And I told him, I'm not entitled to the money. When the Rabbanon, I'm taking your money. It should be Lo Sigzel. So the answer is, the Gemara in Yivam has asked the question. If Ein Kerech Lakar, Dovim and Ator Bikum Yasei, whenever they make a Takon and Didi Mamas, it's always they're permitting me to violate Lo Sigzel. The Gemara says, Hefke Bez Nehefke solves the problem. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Just like Hefke Bez Nehefke solves the problem, that's the mechanism for all the takanas, the rabbanon and dini mamon. And so to over here, we say afkinu rabbanon kedusha mina. The Gemara said maybe it's only bekesa for some reason or another. Maybe be it's not so. Then the Gemara said that it is so. So he gave the various pshat. Baruch Ber keeps on repeating the same shtikel tur that he heard from Rav Chaim. He has in his sefer on. He wrote the Divrei Torah for a Sefer at different times. So some of the Divrei Torah written by Rav Chaim was still alive. He refers to the Rebbe Shlita. And some of them were written after Rav Chaim died. And it's one after the other. He keeps going back and forth, back and forth. After he really died, Rav Baruch Ber died 75 years ago. So after he really died, so his nephew used to live in Bensonhurst. His nephew put out the Birch HaShmuel in America. So he put together all the Divrei Torah. So some of them are prime still alive, some he died and he's still alive afterwards. They're not printed in the order that they were written. So he has the same essay repeated a few times in the Sefer on the Dorm and the Birch HaShmuel on the Dorm. His name was Baruch and his father's name was Shmuel. So he was Shmuel's Baruch. He was Birch HaShmuel. His father was Baruch. So he has the same Shtikel Torah repeated a few times on Ksubis, repeated a few times on the Dorm. He comes to answer the Shach's Kashin. The Shach in Choshe Mishpat has a kasha on the Rambam that the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that if a man gives a ring to a girl and says Harei Mekudesh Li Irisin, and the girl says when is going to be Nisuin, you're going to wait 25 years to do Nisuin, I don't want to be old and gray, I want to have children, she wants to have Nisuin, so he says Harei Mekudesh Li on the condition that I will do Nisuin before 30 days are up. And if I don't do the Nisuin before 30 days are up, Harei Iyat Mekudeshesli, you don't need a get. So fine. He gave Kiddush and Allah Tanah, Harei Mekudeshes, on the condition that I will perform the Nisuin within 30 days of the Erisin. Then it comes the end of the 30 days, and he's honest. Something came up. He's not able to do the Nisuin. So there's a machlokes in the Rishami between Rabbi Yechon and the Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish says, it's oinus. So that's not, since it was ba'oinus that he wasn't able to do the Nisuin, so there was no kiyum atanai. What did he say again? Harei mekudeshes li, on the condition that I'll do the Nisuin within 30 days. So Rish Lakish says, and then he was hospitalized, that he was someone that the police arrested him or whatever, and he's in prison and he can't do the Nisim within 30 days. So Rish Lakish says, Einis Rachmana Patre. So we don't say that the Kedushin is not Chal. And we don't pass like Rish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Einis Keman Deloy Ovid Amrinon. Einis Keman Deloid Loy Amrinon. When you say Einis Rachmana Patre means, let's say, where's the original Pasuk? Einis Rachmana Patre. It says, Velanar Velasasa Dover. It means that Eshes Isha Zinsa deserves Misa, or deserves Kares, and Vishagig has to bring a Karbin Chatas. So what's the din of an Eshes Isha Zinsa Ba'ines? She was attacked. She couldn't do anything about it. So you say, Einis Rachmana Patre, the Misa there that she did is discounted. But over here, it's not a Shaila. The ma'isa that the person did should be discounted. He didn't do a ma'isa. He said, "Hareh mukodesh esli, if I do the nisum within 30 days." So he wasn't able to do the nisum within 30 days because of an oinus. So he considered as if he did the nisum within 30 days. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. No, oinus kemando avilay aminan. Oinus is not considered as if he did it. He said, "Hareh mukodesh esli alatnai." That I'll do Nisun within 30 days. He never did it. What are you going to say? Since it is Anus Kemanda Ovid. No, Anus Kemanda Loy Ovid Amrinan. Anus Rachmana Patre cancels the Maisa there that she did is considered as if she didn't do it. But you don't say Anus Kemanda Ovid, that you don't say. So the Rambam quotes that. Machlag Zabi Chamishal. He passed like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Shach says, isn't it against the whole Sugi over here? The fellow says, "Harizeh gitach im loy basi." He's always going on a business trip, and the wife says, "I have no companionship. What kind of a husband are you? I want to get. I want to have a husband I can talk to. You're never here." So he said. So the last time he says, "I'm going on a business trip. I promise you, I'm going to come back before Shabbos." Harizeh gitach im loy basi. If I don't come back before Shabbos, harizeh gitach. And then he's not able to come back because of an oines cholo. Or Paske Mavra. So the Gemara says, Menatoira, Yesh Tanis Oinus begins. I mean, Menatoira considers if he did come back. So this isn't that like Rish Lakish? Doesn't the Babli say Beferish like Rish Lakish? Hareze Gitech im loy bossi mikan bad yud beis chaydish. Veloy bo machmas oinus. So I say, Anas Achmana Patris considered as if he was bo. So isn't it exactly what Rish Lakish said? Isn't the whole Babli against, that's the Shach's Kasha, isn't the whole Babli against Rabbi Yechanan's Shita in the Yerushalmi? So why does the Rambam Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara has a klal in Yevomis. Whenever there's a Machlek, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish, we always Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan with only three exceptions to the rule. There's not one of the three exceptions, so we Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Oinus Kemanda Ovid Lo Yamrinan. Oinus is never considered as if he did something. Oinus means if he did something, Oinus strikes it down. It's considered as if he never did it. But you don't say, because he was honest, he wasn't able to do, so we consider as if he did do. Isn't it against the whole Gemara here? And he's nanas, he can't come back. So Oinus Rachmana Patre considered as if he did come back. How did the Rambam Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan? It's against the whole Bavli. So Baruch Be'er quotes this B'Shem Rab Chaim. But now it's so famous, everybody says it over without Rab Chaim. Baruch Be'er quotes it five times. He quotes that, I think, three times in the Dharma and twice in Ksubas. Half the time Rab Chaim is still alive, half the time Rab Chaim passed away already. So he says, no. When you make a Tana, you have to say Hein and Alav, you have to say Hein Kodim Lalav. So what is the Hein and what is the Lav? So here the fellow says, Hareze Gitech Im Loi Basi. His not coming is the Kiyam Atanai. Hareze Gitech Im Loi Basi Mikan Vat Shnei Masel Chodesh. So if he didn't come, if he doesn't come, that's the Kiyama Tanai. What if he doesn't come because of his anus? So I knocked down the Kiyama Tanai, it's considered as if he never did a Kiyama Tanai. It's not that it's considered as if he did come. No, you don't say Oinus Kemand Ovid. We pass on like Rabbi Yechon, Oinus Kemand Ovid Lo Yamrinan. But the Kiyama Tanai is, he did a Kiyama Tanai of not coming back. But his not coming back was Oinus. So we strike down, on the level of the Raisa, we strike down the Kiyama Tanai. He said, even though he didn't come back, but even though he wasn't able to come back, aminat Torah, and leaving out the din de rabban, aminat Torah, the din is oynis kemanda loyovit. So his not coming back is discounted. That's famous in the yeshivas. Everybody says that. So he, Baruch Be'er writes, he heard that from Rav Chaim. That's the beer in the Gemara. Hashem came in the case of Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish in the Yerushalmi is a different case. He says, Hariyab Mukadash Asli, on the condition that I do Nisuin within 30 days. So they came up tonight and said he's going to have to do something. And then he was honestly, they put him in prison. They locked him up in prison, or he's sick in the hospital, and he can't do the Nisuin within 30 days. So Mishlokish says, Oynes is considered as if he did do the Nisuin. Brechon says, since when? No. The other came out tonight was, if he does a maise, hariat mekudeshesli, on the condition that I'll follow up with nisum within 30 days. If I don't do nisum within 30 days, the kiddushin shouldn't be chal. I never did the nisum within 30 days. So there we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Oynes keman da'obid le'amina. You don't say oynes is considered as if he did something and never did it. But here, you don't say the oynes is considered as if he came back. No, you don't have to say that. Oynes means he's not coming back, is this counted, is disregarded. His not coming back was Machmas Oynes. So Minat Torah, Oynes command the loy of it. His not coming back is discounted. He didn't do it. He didn't do the not coming back. The Baruch Be'er points out also a few times, keeps on repeating the same thing. There are really two different reasons on the level of the Raisa to explain why you should say yesh tainus oynes bigid. One is the Rashi on the top. Rashi quotes Dvarim Chav Beis. Well, anara l'sas adobah. So someone said that's the Gemara in the Dvarim. Adav Chav Zayin on the Beis says like that. A man made a kinyan ala tanai, and the kinyan ala tanai was ba'oynes. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk for anara l'sas adobah. And other achrayim he quotes which gedolim other gedolim. Rav Chaim and the Malbusha Yontif, that was one of the gedolim at that time. So several of the Gedolim say, what do you need the reason for Lanar Lassas Tabak? Zeris HaKosuv. Pashut. Benedorm Halach HaKaloshim Yodam, Umbishtoris Halach HaKaloshim Yodam, Tanai Halach HaKaloshim Yodam. When he said that tonight, what did he mean? He meant, obviously, I love you. If I'll show that I don't care for you, if I will be negligent, that I won't bother to come back within a year, the guy doesn't show up in a year. I raise a gate to him, by Boston, Mikan, by Yez Vachodesh, if I'll ignore you and I won't come back for a year, it means if I'll be negligent. But if the Kima Tanai is Ba'inus, so that he never meant that. He meant, if I'll show her, then I don't care for you, then your Taina is a Gerechta Taina. She wants a get. But he said, but if the Kima Tanai is Ba'inus, that he, the Kiha Gavner, he never meant that. So that's where Baruch Be'er raises the question. What do they have to quote the reason the Gzeres HaKosev for? Couldn't you just say common sense that that's not included in the Kima Tanai? That's not what he meant. You have to always interpret what is the meaning of the Tanai based on the context. The context is if I'll be negligent and I won't come back. What do you need a Gzeres HaKosev for? So Baruch Be'er sort of suggests the following. How do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? So the Tosfos writes, Ika D'Amar, there are two versions in the Gemara. The first version was Omar Ravid, that's around 13 lines from the top, 15 lines from the top of base and base. Omar Ravid, so that goes to the top of the next daf, around 10 lines in. The Rava holds, Minatora, Yesh Tainasain is begit, Mirabon and Ainon is begit, Made a Takanam Shem Tsunus, Mishum Putz. Then the Gemara says, and Ika Diamri, another version has it, about 10 lines from the top of Gimel Amunah, Ikadiyam. Another version has it, Faker, Amarav Echein L'Nigitin, that we leave it on a din deraisa, the Yesh Taina Sain is begitin. So the two versions in the Gemara. Is there such a takon? Is there not such a takon? So Tosfos quotes, Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins Kalishna Kama, because there's a Stam Gemara like that, that there's a Afkir Abani Kedusha Minei in this case, of the Yesh Taina Sain is begitin. But then Tosfos gets stuck. There's a Gemara later. There's a Gemara in the end of Gittin, on Daf Ayin Gimel, where a fellow says, "I raise a Gittin, chamati michoy lizeh, and then achol ari." The guy is sick and he's dying in the hospital. And let's say he doesn't have any children, and his wife is going to need chalitza, so he wants to be kind to her. So he says, "If I die, I raise a Gittin, chamati. If I die, I raise a Gittin." So he meant l'taybosa to pater. So then, what happens later on? Oh, so the Gemara says, What if a lion comes into the hospital in the middle of New York? A lion runs out loose from the zoo, from the Bronx Zoo, runs into the hospital and devours the guy. Who would ever think of such a wild thing? Achol Ari. A lion comes. Such a milsa de la shchicha. So the Gemara says that since the Kiyam HaTanai was Ba'inus, he never meant that, so the get is not chal. So Tosis says, but what? Are we passing like the Lishna Kama of Rava? That ain't Tainus Ainus begitten. Here at the Kiyam HaTanai is Ba'inus, there's a Takana de Rabbanon, Afkin Rabbanon Kedushim Inay. So what did he say over here that that's not what he meant? So Tosis says, Ba'imari, the Gimel Inyani, what is Tosis' answer? And the second very wide line in the Tosafot. The Tosafot has narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. And the second very wide line, it says, "Hey Marie, the teretz to the Gemara in Gittin, I find Gimel is the Gimel in Yoni Yonisei." What are the Gimel in Yoni? If it's an Yonis, the Loshchich at all, then there never was a Machlekes to Loshchich and Rav. Everybody would agree that the Yesh Tainus Yonis Vikittin. How do you understand that? What's the logic over here? So that's what Rav Baruch Be'er quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim says, based on Rav Chaim. It's not well written. So he says like this. There are two reasons why you can say that there's no Kiyam HaTanai Ba'inus. One is Asvar, the guy never had that in mind. And one is Agzeres HaKosa. So if you deal with Asvar, based on the context, that's not what he meant. So how can you make it? It doesn't make sense to make a Takana de Rabbanu to ignore that. That's not what the guy had in mind. So the mamish was no kiyam HaTanai. But if there's an oinus, the shchiach velo shchiach, there's a little bit of an oinus, and it's based on agzeres hakos v'chok. Agzeres hakos v'la nara l'sasadova. So that's a legalistic principle, nara l'sasadova. So Rava said, you made a takana de rabbana not to apply that legal principle. But if you're going to say yesh tainus oinus begit, because based on context of the Tanai, this is certainly not what the guy had in mind. He never meant that. So what shachta? It doesn't make sense to say mid the rabbanon they changed the din that the get should be chal even though there was no kiyam HaTanai. There was no kiyam HaTanai. How can it be? The guy gave the get al HaTanai. But if you say that it's an oinus that Xavier Sakosub says that it that oinus is commander lo yavid, so that you can say mid the rabbanon we they made a takana to ignore that din, to ignore that legal principle. That's what Rav Baruch Be'er suggests.
You said Mepoel is there, but that doesn't count. You said Mepoel is there from this sickness.
Yeah.
But it's eaten by a lion, so...
Yes. So Tosis doesn't like that suggestion. Tosis says, maybe that's what it means. So they say they don't think that's correct. Wouldn't seem so from the Gemara. That's on the... After the narrow lines end in the Tosis, the wider lines in the Tosis. Maybe that's what it means. Tosis says, no, the muchach, the head yehosim, mitam, it's based on oinus. It's not based on michoy lezeh. That's what he meant. That's what Tosis shows, that that's not the pshat. I would have said like that also. The Tosis shows from the Gemara that that's not the pshat. Okay. He says you need both explanations.
Why do you need the svar now?
He says, because we say, if it's an oinus lo shchiach klal klal, then that he never had that in mind at all. So that you can't make a takana de rabbanon against that. That doesn't make sense. Make a chucha tlula. The guy gave a get on the tanai that he's gonna die a normal death. He never had in mind this crazy kind of death. A lion should come and eat him up. If a guy says, hareze gitech, if I die, because I have no children and I want you to be skukaliyam. However in the world I die, any crazy if and I die, I raise a gita. Okay, so he said everything was included. But if he didn't say, I want to cover every single possibility, it's just I raise a gita, so we say he never had that in mind. That's so far-fetched, he never had that in mind. So the svara only knocks off a milsa de lo shchicha klal klal. But if it's only shchiach velo shchiach, so then it's only based on Xeris HaKosov. So then you're basing your cancellation of the get on a legalistic principle. So the Rabbanon, they can make a takana that it is a Kiyam HaTanai. Kiyam HaTanai Ba'inus is a good Kiyam HaTanai. But if it's clear, machmas, it's so far-fetched, that's clearly not that what he had in mind, based on the context of the Tanai. He didn't have that in mind. So that's not shach to make a takana de Rabbanon to change it. The mamish was no Kiyam HaTanai. So that wouldn't make sense that Rabbi should say there's a Afkin Rabban Kedusha Menei over there.
It didn't go to say that in the case where it's Moshchiyat Chal Chal, that the get actually is not Chal.
Get is not Chal, yeah.
So,
he can't even make a Takana de Rabban there to say, Ain't Tainan Sain is Begitin. Because there was no Kiyam Atanai at all. He clearly never had that in mind. Never had that in mind, that for sure is never. But if it's not such a milsa de lo shchicha, it's just a gzeris hakasav that yesh tainan sain is begitim, and anara l'sasa dover, based on gzeris hakasav, so then with the rabbanon you can say, ain't tainan sain is begitim. You shouldn't use that legal principle.
That's not what Tosa sound like then. Tosa says, because it's no sufruzzo. Yom 3 goes here, because
it's no. Right, that's another point, right. But he thinks that you have to add on this hezbah too. This explains why the reasons don't apply, why you distinguish. But he thinks that the main distinction is a different one. That in one case there was no kiyum atanai at all, so you can't just go against what he said. The other case, when atarid there's no kiyum atanai, in the rabbanon you say it is a kiyum atanai. Okay. This is the famous Gemara. Okay. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis. More on the bottom of Amud Aleph says, Lo Shanu Ela, when does the Mishnah say all the girls have to get married on Wednesday? Because you live in a community where the Bez meets on Monday or Thursday. You see, you don't want them to get married on Sunday, that they'll be able to go to the Bez on Monday morning with the issue of maybe Pesach Pasoch Matzosi. He said they had to, she should be Asur Ola because of Shavian Afshech Haticha Disur. You don't want it to get married on Sunday to be able to go Monday because of Shoktu. What shoktu? The Gemara asks, "My shoktu." What do you mean by the word shoktu? And the top line of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, "The Tanya. What does it make a difference whether she gets married on Sunday? She can come to Bezdin Monday morning, or she gets married on Wednesday. He'll come to the Bezdin on Thursday morning. What's the difference?" The answer is on the fifth line, shoktu chama tukanas menaisel sheyadam terech v'sudu shlosh yamin. Which shlosh yamin? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Echad b'Shabbos, Shem b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos. They'll prepare all the food. It'll be a very bekovet dikachasin over the kind. So you get married on Thursday. So that's why we don't recommend that you should have been an option. Either get married on Sunday or Wednesday. No, so get married on Sunday. He won't have the 3 days to prepare. So the Gemara said, but what if he did prepare in advance? What if the fellow did prepare? So then the Gemara says, we would let him get married if he prepared on the previous week and has a freezer. Okay, put all the food in the freezer, it won't spoil. Then I'll have the chasen on Sunday, I'll have all the food. So then the Gemara says, it's okay. Then you can get married on Monday. Shai. Then the Brisa says, "Umi sakana v'eilach," there was a point in history, there was some kind of sakana for the girls who got married on Wednesday. "No goham lichnois b'shlishi." The minhag developed that they violate the takana de rabbanon of getting married on Wednesday, they get married on Tuesday. What does it mean, misakana v'elach? V'lamichu b'yadam chacham. Even though they're in violation of the takana de rabbanon, they should have put up a fight. The chacham should insist they should observe the takana de rabbanon. No. V'lamichu b'yadam chacham, because there was a sakana. Then he says, okay. Then he says, mafrishin esachasim esakad v'leidhi shabbos t'chila, neshehu esach habura. There's a din, you're not allowed to cause bleeding in a person or an animal on Shabbos or Yontev. There's some kind of a malacha or another. What malacha is it? That's a big machlekes harishayim. That's going to be significant over here. Tosis is going to take a stand on that later. On Daf Hey Amud Beis, Tosis is going to disagree with Rashi. Rashi says that if he causes bleeding, it's a malacha of tzoveya, because the skin is going to get all reddish. Tosis says, tzoveya? We're going to wash it off. It's saying tzvicha l'gufa. There's not, guy's not interested. What kind of tzaveh? Tosfos has a lot of kashas against Rashi. The Tosfos says no. It's nentilas neshama. What do you mean nentilas neshama? Nentilas neshama means you kill a live animal. You're not killing a live animal. Tosfos says no. The pasuk says ki adam hu anefesh shal pidin. The definition of life and death is when there's blood circulation. You want to know what's the definition of death? Death is a process. So what's the end of the process? When the blood stops circulating. The blood circulates, the oxygen, it keeps all the cells alive. When the blood stops circulating, so there's nothing keeping the cells alive. So that's the definition of death. So when the blood, so that's part of the definition. So you have to figure out, so what's the beginning of the problem? When is the agoisa? When is it? What means the blood circulation started to be discontinued? What does that mean? It means there are vital organs. There are certain, they're vital. A person can live without it for their people, never, who don't have hands, they don't have feet, but they're still alive. They have a heart and they have a brain. They have the vital organs, the fingers and the hands and the legs and the ears and the top of the forehead. A lot of this is not a vital organ. So there are definitions, what their Mishnah is about that. What's called the Nevesh HaNeshama Tluyah Bo. So when the blood is no longer circulating to one of the vital organs, Mistama, that's a definition of a Goyseis. A Goyseis means the beginning of the death process has set in. And when is the Gemar of the death process? When the blood is no longer circulating either to all of the vital organs, or Ruba Kukula to the Rav of the vital organs. How many vital organs are there? That's also a question. If he didn't, how many vital organs? So the Rambam always has, the Rambam we have in the Gemara, not so. The Rambam, they pointed it out, the Rambam always has, he only has three vital organs. The brain, the heart, and the liver. That's what the Rambam always has. The Kaved, and the Lev, and Roshi, the brain. That's all. That's all the vital organs. So it's questionable whether the Rambam really meant there were only Al-Pidin, there were only three vital organs. There are more than three vital organs. The ears are not vital, the eyes are not vital organs, but there are more than three vital organs. The lungs are not vital organs. You can't live without the lungs. So that's a question, whether the Rambam really meant that there are only three vital organs or not. And what's the definition of death? I would have said, when one vital organ is no longer being supplied with oxygen, I would have said, alive is when all the vital organs are being supplied with blood. When one vital organ is no longer supplied with blood, it's dead. So I would say the guy's dead, yeah. But if you say it like that, so then what's the definition of a goseis? So what's the definition? So the pashtus is a goseis means when one of the vital organs is no longer being supplied with blood, so one vital organ is dead in an irreversible fashion. Sometimes you can tie a tourniquet on a limb and the body, there's no blood being circulated at all to the hands, but you don't say the hand is dead. You take the tourniquet and the blood will be circulating again. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says when the blood ceased circulation to an organ in an irreversible fashion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Can a person be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin if he puts tefillin on the left arm if the left arm is paralyzed? Rav Moshe says absolutely yes. How does he know? Because his father suffered a stroke before he died. He had a stroke. They wrote up the whole story. His father was Maisa Nefesh to sleep in Sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres. When the Chassidim don't eat in Sukkah, his father was a Shtaka Misnagin. His father slept in the Sukkah and he caught pneumonia and he suffered for 6 weeks and he got a stroke. So Rav Moshe always used to be Machman because his father was Maisa Nefesh to sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres even though it was freezing. So he always did the same. I would have thought, Faket, you should learn from your father that that's the wrong thing to do. You should not. I don't understand it, but that's what he writes. So his grandchildren, he told him, if it's cold, you should not eat in the sukkah, you should not sleep in the sukkah. But he personally felt he has to do like his father. So he said his father became paralyzed for 6 weeks from sleeping in the sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres. And his father continued to put on tefillin on his left arm. So he knows that's the din. But how did his father know? So how did his father know? Rav Moshe explains, he says, if when a person is paralyzed, the nervous system isn't functioning, but the blood is still circulating. If you cut the finger, the blood will ooze out. But let's say, not that the left arm is paralyzed, what if the left arm is, what do you call it?
Gangrene.
Is gangrene sets in, means that the blood is no longer circulating. If the blood stops circulating to a certain part of the body, that part of the body will start to decompose at the same rate of decomposition after the person is dead. Different organs in the body decompose at different rates of decomposition. So if an organ in the body is no longer being supplied with blood, that's called gangrene, that organ will already start to decompose while the person is still alive, even though the person is still alive. So Moshe says, if the blood would stop circulating, so the whole left arm is dead. So it can't be yotze tefillin on a dead arm. But he says if the blood is still circulating, just the nervous system is not functioning, then it's alive. So Moshe says the definition, that's before anybody ever dreamt of brain death. Before anybody ever had a cholam about what brain death. The Moshe wrote a tshuva. The definition of life and death is ki adam hu anefesh. It's based on the Tosfos. Tosfos says the pasuk, when the blood is circulating in the organism, the organism is alive. When the blood is no longer circulating, then the organism is dead. A limb. If the blood is not circulating, if you put tourniquet, then you can take it off. It's reversible, so that limb is still alive. But if the blood circulation stopped in an irreversible fashion, then that organ is considered dead. So the Pashtus is that if one organ is no longer being supplied, if one of the vital organs is no longer being supplied with blood, that's considered the beginning of the death process. That's considered geusis. And when all the organs are no longer being supplied with blood, that for sure is the whole organism is dead. And then it could be that you don't even need all. It could be that Ruba Kukula. Then there's a further question. Ruba Kukula, how many vital organs do we recognize? Alpidin, do we follow the Rambam? The Rambam sounds like he only recognizes the three vital organs, the brain, with the heart, with the liver. There are other vital organs. So the Rambam meant the Halacha only recognizes three. Well, maybe it's Lavdavke, maybe in every generation. Whatever the doctors consider as a vital organ, you go Basarev. That's very unclear. So Tesis Shita is that Chabura, the Gemara says, Oysa Chabura is a Malacha. You're not allowed to cause bleeding. So Rashi holds that Oysa Chabur is a malacha of Soveya. And Tosfos Hayam Beis disagrees with the Rashi. Dam Mifkid Pocket. Tosfos disagrees, says, no, it's not Soveya, it's Natilis Neshama. What in Natilis Neshama? But the organism, the person is still alive. He causes bleeding a little bit. So Tosfos says, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. That's the Melitza from the Gemara in the end of Nida. The Gemara says it on this. Doesn't have to Dafka be Dam Shahana Shama. Dam shahana shama yotze bo. A person bleeds to death. So not only is that dam, there's a pasuk, v'dam chalolim yishta. There are Zion mashkim, there are seven mashkim. So one of the seven mashkim is dam, and it's only dam shahana shama yotze bo. Because the pasuk says dam chalolim yishta, you see it's called shtia, so that shows that the dam shahana shama yotze bo is considered a mashke. It's one of the Zayin mashkim to be machshel lekabel tumah. If you have an apple that you plucked off in the tree, so it's not mekabel tumah until you rinse it off. You rinse it off with one of the Zayin mashkim. So one of the Zayin mashkim is dam. So the Gemara says not only dam shana shama yotz, but literally dam magofa. If a person is bleeding a little bit, that's also, that dam is also machshel lekabel tumah because of this svara, malikot lekula, malikot lepalga. What do you mean malikot lepalga, malikot lekula? Means that Tosfos adds on because ki adam hu anefesh, because the blood circulation is what keeps the organism alive, keeps the organs alive. So that's Tosfos shita.
Even
if the blood doesn't come out, if you make a clot, you have a black. So that blood is dead blood. So that blood, you kill that blood, right? That's what Tosfos says. Then the Rambam has the third shita, that choyvel is the malocha vash. Disha, the original disha, is where you're. When you're detaching the oichel from the psolos, that's dosh. You thresh and you detach the oichel. The kernels of grain are attached to the straw. So when you detach them, that's called dosh. I told you the dosh is when you squeeze out the juice from zeisim anovim. So the Rambam says when you squeeze out blood from a live organism, that's also a told of the dosh. It comes out nafkaminas and shiurim. According to the Rambam, you'll only be in violation of chovel, of chabura, if you do disha on a grogeris of dam that comes out. According to the Tosfos, malikot l'kum, malikot l'palgi, you don't need a grogeris of dam. It has nothing to do with disha. It's a malach of netilas neshama. It's mekubal like Tosfos shita. How come? Because the Rishami doesn't give three shita. Rishami says like Tosfos. Tosfos didn't have the Rishami. Said otherwise they would have quoted it as support. When the three shitas, the Achrayim point out, the Rishami said the favorish like Tosfos. So we usually assume like this. So here, this Braisa on Gimel Amud Beis says the couple got married, they had the Nisuin on Wednesday afternoon, and it didn't happen yet. Wednesday night, Thursday night, he didn't yet do the Bila Rishayna. So the Braisa says we wouldn't permit him to do Betchilo, Beleil Shabbos, Mafishan Asachosim and Akala, Beleil Shabbos Tchilo. We don't allow him to do the Bila Rishayna Neshu, because it's going to cause the dam to come out. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Should we paskin like that, Bryce, or not? That's going to be the whole discussion on Daf Hamin Beis. Is muta livo besula betchila b'shabbos or not? The Bryce says, oh, sir, we're going to discuss whether we paskin like that.
And it is by Ritzicha, obviously. He said that you don't apply that to our. I mean, the argument over like Ritzicha, you know,
Right, you don't give the death penalty just for causing a little bleeding. Okay. Ishkiyak and kol nefesh adam. Okay. Kol nefesh adam. What about what?
What about
Beninach? Also? Or Beninach achayiv, achayiv misa and gesel. Anytime they violate any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Beninach achayiv misa. So Mestam Efe Makin Chaveiro, probably also Chayiv Misa. The Chayiv and Gezel Pachim Shavaputa? Mestam Efe. What? Parents, yeah. Yeah, Mako Avihima is even a slight chavola. But he's asking, why don't you say Malikotl Kula, Malikotl Palga, so there should be an Isser like Sirtzach if I cause someone to bleed? If I make him look, I should be Chayiv Misa. So it's a good question. It must be Akzeris HaKosov somewhere. Ish Kiyaki Kol Nefesh Odom. But the Gemara has an Achleikis HaTanayim above a Kam. What does it mean, Kol Nefesh? Kol Nefesh means Kol Duhu Nefesh or Kol HaNefesh. So if it means Kol HaNefesh, okay. If it means Kol Duhu, so why shouldn't it even include Chabura? Or is the Chabura should be Chayiv Misa? So what's unique about parents? Yeah. It must be some psukim that guide us, yeah. Okay, so we'd better stop here. But now that tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow we should continue in Yiksubis, or we should do Chumash.